In part one, we discuss the problem of lack of self-confidence. This issue could be the biggest roadblock any of us has in reaching our goals, whether we are artists or not. Before we go much further, we need to warn you about a trap into which you can stumble. The trap has to do with the difference between wishing and believing. You see, a lot of folks think that by wishing they can, as Commander Jean-Luc would say, make it so. That's just not how it works. Wishing is saying you want something, but you're unwilling to change your behavior to get it. Believing means you are willing to do what's required to achieve your goal. Now here's the good news. You don't have to know, right now, exactly how you're going to achieve your goal. The brain is a remarkable organ. You can give it a task and then go about your business and let it work on the problem for you. Albert Einstein wrote how he'd assign a task to his brain and then forget about it. Often, in the middle of the night, he would wake up with the answer to his problem. Many folks experience this phenomenon. Some call it answering their prayers. Others call it a flash of insight. Whatever it is, the brain is at work. In The Law of Success, Dr. Napoleon Hill lays out a five-step self-confidence formula. Step one, you must acknowledge that you have the ability to achieve your primary life goal. Demand of yourself that you will allow nothing to stop you from reaching it. Step two, require yourself to spend 30 minutes each day concentrating on the mental image of the person you wish to become. Your belief statement can help you with this step. The brain cannot tell the difference between an actual and an imagined experience. If you picture an experience strong enough, the mind will think it is real. Step three. Benjamin Franklin used this technique throughout his life. At the end of each day, he asked this question, "What good have I done today?" Franklin had 13 virtues which he worked on, one each week. These virtues were temperance, silence, order, frugality, industry, sincerity, justice, moderation, cleanliness, tranquility, chastity, humility. Dr. Hill updated this list to include factors that would lead one to success in life. They are a definite goal, self-confidence, the habit of saving, leadership, imagination, enthusiasm, self-control, doing more than paid for, pleasing personality, accurate thinking, concentration, cooperation, learning from mistakes, tolerance, and practicing the golden rule. Review each of Dr. Hill's success habits and commit yourself to improving one each week. Step four, review your definite purpose in life for the coming 5 years. Step five, your success depends on attracting successful people. You do that by inducing others to serve you because you will first serve them. We discussed the value creation principle in a previous article. We've provided a template you can use to create your five-step self-confidence formula. Carry it around with you to help you remember to do these steps until you have committed them to memory. You have much to contribute.